Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Ksubis, Perik, Yud, Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Yonasu, Shtei Noshim, Vemeis. This man was married to two women. He passed away. Each one wants to collect their Ksuba. We have a problem. There's not enough money for both of their Ksubas. Sagt der Mishnah Harashayna. Harashayna means a couple that got married first. Koidemis Lashnia. She comes before the woman that got married second. Now, if these two wives passed away before they had a chance to collect their ksuba, so Yarshay Hadashina, the Yarshim of the woman that got married first, they get to collect before the Yarshim of the woman that got married second. Now, here comes a little bit of a different case. Nasa is Hadashina. A man marries a woman. This is his first wife over here. The Mesa. She passed away first. What happens if she passed away first? He Yarshin Zerksuba. Afterwards, Nasashni married a second wife, Umesu, and he dies. The children of the first wife must have learned Mesechtes Ksubas, because they know that they're entitled to something called Ksubas Binin Dichrin, which you learned about earlier. What's Ksubas Binin Dichrin? So really, if a person's wife passes away, he yarshins the Naden, whatever she brought in from her father's house, he doesn't have to pay her Ksuba. Afterwards, should he pass away, so the chayra, all of his sons should equally divide the Yerusha. Okay, the Bchar gets Pishnayim, but the point is that whatever the halachas of Yerusha are should be divided equally amongst all the sons. The Chachamim were misaking. But if he had sons from different wives, the sons from the wife that passed away, they and only they are going to yarshin the amount in their mother's ksuba. Whatever's left. Afterwards, they divide equally with the other sons from different wives. This takana is called Ksubas Benin Dichrin. Why did Chazal make this takana? Because if not for this takana, people would have been reluctant to give a big Nadin for their daughters. They would always worry, maybe some of this Nadin is going to wind up to other sons of this marriage from a different wife. And being that the Torah wants, a person should give a good Nadin for his daughter, so people should want to marry her. So the Chachamim were misakim this takana. Don't worry. Whatever you're sending in with your daughter, whatever is part of the Nadin will go only to your Einaklach father. You can give your daughter a big Nadin. So again, what happened here in our case? Nasa, let's see it again. Nasa es harishayna v'mes. He marries his first wife. She dies. He yarshins her ksuba. Then Nasa shniya, he marries a second wife. Umesu, he dies. The children of the first wife say, well, before we divide the Yerusha, we get the ksuba of our mother. Now, the second wife says, I want my ksuba. The problem is there's not enough for both. Zak de Mishnah, Shnia, the second wife, the Yersha, and her Yarshim, Koidmim li Yarsha Yerushain. They're going to collect first, before the Yarshim of the first wife. I don't understand. You kept telling me the first one gets it first. Here you're telling me in this case the second one gets it first? The reason in this case the second one would get it first is that the second wife claiming her ksuba is very different than the children of the first wife claiming the ksuba's been indichrin, their mother's ksuba. The children of the first wife are saying there's a takanas chachamim that we should get our mother's ksuba. We have the right to yashin that before our other brothers. That's what it says in the ksuba. In the ksuba it says benin dichrin dihevel chiminoi, the boy children that we're going to have together, Inon Yarsin, they're going to Yarshin, Kesef Ksubasach. They're going to Yarshin from me, the Ksuba of their mother, before my other sons are going to be entitled to a Yerusha. This is the Takanas Chachamim. So basically, they're asking for a Yerusha. The second wife is not coming Mitzad Yerusha. She's coming as a Baal Chayiv. You owe me the money. And whenever you have Yarshin, versus a Baal Chayiv, the Baal Chayiv collects first. And the Yarshim get what's left. Think about this for a moment. In every Yerusha, if the father owed money, first you have to pay off the money. Only then could the children Yarshim. They can Yarshim things that belong to the father. If he owed money, then what he has now is not all his. Now, he may have X amount of money, may have X amount of property, but if he owes it to someone else, doesn't really have it. You always pay up the Chayiv before the Yerusha. Wait a second, let me ask you a kasha. Didn't we learn in the previous Perek that if a woman wants to collect the ksuba from the yarshim of her husband, she has to swear that her husband didn't pay it up to her in her lifetime? Her husband's not here to demand that shua, so we demand it for the husband, remember that? So how does this second wife collect bechlal? So the Batrun explains, Enechanami, we're talking about a case that before the second wife passed away, she swore that her husband did not pay her up her ksuba. Okay, let's chazer over our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah if someone was married to two wives, and he passed away without leaving enough to pay for both of their ksubas. The wife who was married first, she gets to collect her ksuba before the one that was married second. If both wives passed away, then their yarshim collect their ksubas, but the yarshim of the first wife come before the yarshim of the wife that got married afterwards. Then we had a case of, he married his first wife, and she passed away, so he yarshins her. He marries a second wife, and then he passes away. The children of the first wife say, there's a takanas chacham, and we should get our mother's ksuba. The second wife says she wants her ksuba. The second one here comes before the yarshim of the first one. Why? Because their claims are based on different halachas. The second wife says, this is a chayv, that's owed to me. The first wife say, it's a yerusha. That's how this takana is set up. There's a takana that they yarshin the father the money of their mother's ksuba before anyone else. But it's still a Yerusha. And a Baal Chayiv always comes before Yerusha.